And we're back with Brews and Reviews. I'm Jake. We got Cole, Kyle, and Joel. And today we're talking about Black Widow. And this movie came out this last weekend, or I think a week ago, right? Pretty new.
Relatively.
Pretty good, too, actually. I had no expectations coming into this movie. I got to go to the theater and watch it, and I had a pretty good time with it. Do have some issues, and we'll get into, but what did you guys think of it?
I was pleasantly surprised as far as I thought they were going to... I thought it was a movie about her backstory a lot more. So I thought, like, oh, they're going to make, like, jokes about her backstory that's supposed to be this super dark, serious thing. I'm not on board with this movie from the get-go. And I didn't realize it wasn't about her backstory really at all, and I liked that a lot better.
No, there was about, you know, the first, like, 10 minutes, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad this wasn't an origin story. But, like, I was actually pleasantly surprised as well because I just thought this movie was just going to suck in general because it's just a movie about Black Widow after all the other Marvel movies. But I actually liked it.
I think we've just been we may have all just been deprived of summer blockbusters.
This is awesome.
So we might be like, oh, we'll take anything, guys. Give it to us. Just give us a movie on the big screen.
I'm going to be a little bit the dissenting opinion. I mean, I enjoyed it just fine, but I was really let down with a payoff at the end. I didn't feel like there was much of any payoff at the end, really.
Are you talking about the end credit scene? Because that should have nothing on the impact of the movie for you. If you're saying that, like, the end credit scene ruined your day, then
actually, the end credit scene was one of the better parts.
I don't even care anymore about these end credit scenes. I'm over them. Enough. Enough.
No, but no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, I'm not sure if we want to get into spoilers right now.
Let's do a quick, with movies generally, we just kind of do a quick overhaul if we liked it. And I think this was definitely an enjoyable film. I am going to have some big gripes with this movie, and it's going to have something to do with Iron Man 3. Stay tuned. But I will say that, like, overall as a movie, I thought there was a lot of good chemistry. The humor may have went. They may have overdone it with the humor, but I thought the chemistry between Black Widow, her sister, and this kind of fake family dynamic they got going on, I thought it was cool. I enjoyed it. I liked the sisters playing off each other. I thought they did a really good job. And the action scenes were really – a lot of them were pretty cool. I think it's an overall good, as I like to say, popcorn flick. So if you're looking for a summer movie, check it out. But then we can get into spoilers.
And before we get into spoilers, I liked it less the more I thought of it as a Black Widow movie. And then I started thinking of it as her sister more origin story, and I started to like it a lot more. And then if you kind of flip-flop back and forth, depending on what issue you're dealing with, it works really well. So if you're like, oh, I don't like this about the movie, just consider it an origin story for the sister, and it works now.
I think Marvel was smart enough to know not to do a Black Widow origin this late.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's an origin story for her sister.
Her sister is now
part of the MCU, and she's dead.
Okay, yeah, and the only thing about her is that, what, she's hot and likes this.
Okay, I really... Sweet. The sister was actually a very likable character in this movie.
I know, she was.
She was.
I was being overdramatic. I just said the chemistry between the two are really good, and I did like her a lot.
I'm not disappointed with their choice of a new character in the MCU.
Well, I think you're going to keep Black Widow's death permanent, which is cool, because we never see that.
Right.
I mean, it's not, I'm like, again, because if you bring her back, and I was always, because I didn't really know when this movie was going to take place, and it kind of made sense. I was okay with where they kind of stuck it in between Civil War and Infinity War. I'm like, yeah, there was some time between that. That works. No continuity errors here. She's probably doing some awesome things. We actually found out more about Budapest. No, that's very important.
It's Budapest.
Budapest.
I'm not going to get in this argument with you right now. I went this with a buddy of mine, Wakely, and we're sitting there, and he's like, you think you're going to talk about Budapest? I'm like, does it matter? It's probably some useless crap anyway. He's like, hey, there's an arrow hole in the wall. And lo and behold, that's what they showed us.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all recommend, I think we all say, we all enjoyed it enough to say, if you have a chance to go see it this summer, go check it out.
Yeah.
If you like MCU movies, I don't think you'll be disappointed. So, all right, that's done. Now we can get into spoilers. Two big problems I had, well, the biggest problem I had with this movie was Taskmaster. Now, I just want to get this gripe out of the way really quick. It's not because she was a woman. So that's what I was talking about this with my brother. He's like, oh, why? Because they made her a girl. I'm like, that had nothing to do with it. Why do you got to bring that up? But this brings me back to why I love Iron Man, and I finally get everyone's gripe with the Mandarin. That they were a bitch. I'm like, I didn't really care about the Mandarin. I'm like, so I thought the story was cool. We're like, no, man, you ruined the Mandarin. And I'm sitting there, and I get revealed on who Taskmaster is. I'm like, damn it. I actually can sympathize with all those guys who hated Iron Man 3. I didn't hate this movie for it, but oh, what a waste of Taskmaster. I was so excited for this character.
I was actually
He was cool.
Kyle? I was just going to say, I was really excited for Taskmaster too, but my problem was that she was a girl. That was not in the comics at all.
No, but see, she was badass enough. I don't really care what the gender was. My issue was Taskmaster with this Tony Masters is the character's name. Was this person who had photographic reflexes and could study any opponent and, like, mimic their moves. And he was actually really cool and he went hand-to-hand with, like, pretty much everyone from the Avengers and everyone in between. And now you have it as a robot who happens to be your daughter or the villain's daughter, which gives Black Widow kind of a freebie because that was her blood in her ledger that she had talked about before. And now it's like, oh, she's alive, so you don't have to feel bad. You were totally going to murder her. I'm like, that doesn't let her off the hook for that, man. Just because she's alive. She's living a horrible life. If anything, she was living a fate worse than death. So I argue what she did was worse.
Okay.
But now Taskmaster has no personality because he's a talker. He was kind of a smack talker all the time, at least from I didn't read any of the comics, but any of the animated shows I've seen him in. And that got taken away, and it was a mindless drone that was just running off this real big misogynist asshole. And I didn't like it. I'm like, dude, you've ruined Taskmaster for me because this is not the character I knew. And it wasn't disappointing enough to make me hate the film, but I understand Iron Man 3 haters out there who love the Mandarin, which I had no connection with and knew nothing about. I now feel their pain, but I'm not going to go too far to say that ruined the movie for me. I was just very disappointed in that execution of that.
Yeah. I mean, I would be one of the people that I don't have any background on Taskmaster. I don't have any background on the Mandarin before the movies. Unlike some nerds, I actually just watch the movies, and that kind of tells me enough about the comics.
Oh, time up. But Cole, I didn't say I hated the movie for it. I said I was disappointed. That's all I said.
I didn't say you said you hated the movie. I'm just saying.
You make it sound like I'm just like, burn this movie.
I was actually trying to agree with you. I just didn't get there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Interrupted. Continue. Agree with back.
I don't even have a connection, and I thought that was like a little like half-hearted, like kind of disjointed. Where you're watching the movie, like Taskmaster seems like pretty BA. It's like, oh, it's my like zombie daughter. It's like, okay, I guess like could have been better.
And like I said, I wouldn't even mess. I was more mad that they just or not mad, disappointed that that's what they like. Black Widow could feel good because he ended up saving her. I'm like. That doesn't retroactively change the decision you made to deal with the collateral damage. And it was a hard choice for her, but she needed to get out of it. That was the best way for her to do it. And it was emotional and stuff, but it felt like they're trying to pull that away, just like kind of in WandaVision, even though like Wanda was kind of the villain in WandaVision, but they kind of try to like take some of that away from it. I'm like, I think you're losing like good guys, superheroes, especially Black Widow, can definitely have a darker past. She's mentioned it before. We know she's done some terrible stuff, but we still have forgiven her. You don't have to kind of take away that decision that she decided to kill a child and be like, oh, no, she actually did it, and then she saved her, so it's fine, guys. Like, I didn't like that aspect of it. I thought that was way too forced.
Yeah, I agree.
So. Yeah.
What?
Joel, you're mysterious. Do you know anything about Taskmaster, Joel?
No, I'm along with Cole, where I have no background on Taskmaster. Like,
if he had a lightsaber, I bet you know everything.
I probably would. You know,
you'd have his diary from when he like when he was in the seventh grade.
Okay, so just for reference, Joel, this would be like if they remade Star Wars Episode 1, and Darth Maul turned out to be Obi-Wan's daughter.
Right. No, it's like I'm not saying I didn't have a problem with Taskmaster. Like I thought like she was really badass in the beginning and everything. And like I don't know, I I thought it was a little bit of a letdown that, yeah, she was just kind of this zombie daughter that was just listening to everything. I really wanted it to be more of a, or wanted her to be more of a Captain America type thing, I guess, where it's like that was just, she had those abilities, you know, to be able to, like, I don't know, yeah, watch patterns.
Like,
be
able to got injected.
Captain America's the steroids. Captain America doesn't work with that because he took a performance enhancing drug. He wasn't born with that.
Captain America couldn't even play baseball.
Yeah. Facts.
I'm just saying that type of thing, I guess, is like actually have those abilities, just having those abilities, you know, whether it be an enhancement somewhere, just not just freaking
like
possessed.
Computer chip.
You know.
Well, and actually, there was a thought that crossed my mind because they said they killed their daughter. And I was like, maybe they would. And I'm like, no, Taskmaster is way too cool. And he was pretty badass. And I was okay that he was kind of silent. Or she was silent. We thought it was a he on purpose because that's who he was. I was like, okay, well, like, this would be really cool. But, he, in the comics and in the shows, he is a mercenary for hire. It would make sense this guy could afford this dude. You could have had the Taskmaster be Taskmaster and just be doing this for the money. Literally. He didn't need really any other reason. He's just a mercenary that does a bunch of these horrible things. Like, I can get into his backstory. Like, he actually used to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, and then, yeah, terrible, heart-wrenching story. And because he got his powers by injecting himself, but every time he mimics someone's move, he forgets a memory, so eventually he becomes this cold-hearted mercenary.
Oh.
Very heart-wrenching story from,
yeah,
from,
it's
Master,
kind of
from
bit.
Mr. Masters. but there was, you didn't even need to give me all that. I didn't care about that so much. I was just like, why did you had a guy, like, he could have been a mercenary. I would have been cool with this. That's who he is. Like, you didn't need to make this like, oh, now it's his daughter, so now there's an emotional. Because the daughter, what do we know about her? Nothing. That she supposedly blew up.
Yeah.
And then we learned out that the villain is actually, surprise, surprise, a cold-hearted villain who, after his daughter's got deformed, he's like, now I can't take her to the father-daughter dance because she's hideous. So, you know what? I'm going to make her a killing machine. And also, another question, why does he control people? What? And then he can put a program into someone to mimic their moves? Why wouldn't he do that with all of them?
No, that was just a special one, though.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have that technology and you have this mind control stuff.
We have the technology.
It's like, why would, since you can control everyone else now, unless you have this super red dust.
Well, actually, yeah, we started having a pretty in-depth conversation on pharaohs on the way home from the theater. I don't know if they actually work like that or not.
Kyle, did you not know what those were before?
No, it was with my other brother in law, yeah. Andrew, so we're all in the car like, so guys, what do you guys know about pheromones?
Pheromones are pretty cool. Bees have use pheromones.
Yeah, bees use pheromones. Women use pheromones.
I knew nothing about them until I'm not going to lie about that. Like, I knew kind of what they were, but I didn't really look into them until Ocean's 13, when Matt Damon puts it on to seduce the older woman. And I'm like, all right, what do these do?
Jake's just like taking notes here. Put on pheromones.
I'm like, you know what? At one point, I'm going to have a podcast, and this is going to happen in a movie. I don't want to be out with my pants down. So, pheromones. Better read up on that for 10 years in the future, when I know I'll be sitting in my basement talking about pheromones in a Black Widow movie. So this comes back to Marvel's problem. I love the fake family dynamic. I like the start of this movie, too. Because you're kind of rooting for the people, and then you're like, oh, wait, they're Russian spies. Like, you knew that was going to happen, but you thought those were the guys that were trying to, I don't know, at least I thought that. I didn't realize that they were, like, communist spies right away. I'm like, oh, okay, that's going to be really interesting.
Oh, and the Russian dad loved him.
Red Guardian, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God.
His character was awesome.
The only problem I had with the Red Guardian is that, like, he was the super soldier, and in no point did you see him actually, like, you know, just tear some people down. He went up against Taskmaster and got wrecked. Like, that was
Dude, he won like 10 arm wrestling matches in a row and broke a dude's
Okay, and he lifted a trailer.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's not strong. I wanted to see him. I wanted to see him fight some people and win, not just arm wrestle.
Yeah. Dude, he's a communist, Kyle. What are you saying? What do you want him to do? You want them to take over America for Mother Russia?
You commie.
No, but even on Rachel Weisz, I think the whole dynamic, the chemistry here is really good with these characters. Even though it was like kind of like to go back home and they're all pretending to have a meal together, some of it felt a little forced, but I liked it. It's enjoyable, and Marvel continues to find a way to put humor into these dark situations and usually do a pretty damn good job with it. But we don't need to get into that movie. But yeah, I enjoyed the chemistry. I enjoyed the movie as a whole. The end guy, the final boss, he was a dick. Surprise, surprise. Nothing really special or remembering, but I don't think it really was about the villain in this one, even though they could have made it more so. I think this was about Black Widow and her sister, and like you said, setting up the sister. And I think they did a fine job with it.
I didn't even mind him as a villain, because he wasn't that memorable, but compared to some of Marvel's villains, I thought, hey, like, at least they even made fun of the fact that he was showing his whole plan, like, oh, you need to impress me.
I whispered over to Wakely when they started that speech. I'm like, guarantee. Even though after they pull off the mask and stuff, and it looks like you're getting her butt beat, I'm like, guarantee she's gonna say thank you for your cooperation. I'm calling it right now. You can ask them. And they said, Dan, thank you. I'm like, yep, this is. But it's what Black Widow does. So it was a good plan. And there was a lot of switcheroos at the end. Some of them I saw. Some of them I didn't. But I thought it worked. The finale was pretty cool. I'm surprised none of the main characters got hit by one single piece of debris on the way down. That's got to be a world record. I mean. Also, I didn't know Black Widow had the super serum because, you know, I could suspend my disbelief a lot. She is getting her butt just destroyed, falling down like 10 stories. I'm like, all right, guys, come on.
I know, and then she just walks away.
And she has like a little bruise on her back. I'm like, dude, she's dead, okay? This is like getting Fast and the Furious level bad of physics. Like, yeah, I get it. It's make-believe, but I'm like, she just falls down, hits like 10 pipes, and like, oh, let's go.
Yeah, that's like the kill shot in Spider-Man is not nearly as bad as what she fell.
Yeah. But she's not enhanced either. Like, if Captain America does that, or even like Spider-Man, or like Iron Man has a suit of armor, or Thor, you can buy that, but the point of Hawkeye and Black Widow is they are just humans. Just kind of like these secret, like, basically these badass ninja agents.
Yeah, I had to say that stuck out to me as well.
It was really hard not to see it.
I did like the fact that her sister was making fun of how she lands whenever she jumps.
The poses. No,
what a poser. The payoff is when...
And then she even tries it. She says, no, I don't like it.
No, she's like, I feel dirty. No, it is funny because obviously Deadpool already made fun of the superhero landing, but I thought this was cool enough. Even this, their conversation about the vest, like, yeah, it has a lot of pockets. It's super sweet. Like, I found that very entertaining and very believable dialogue that two long-lost sisters would have, so... I don't know. There was nothing in this movie that ruined it for me, but there was some like, all right, this movie could have been greater for me on where I'm going to rate it, but there was some drawbacks that's going to hold it back for me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the villain, actually, for the most part in this one. What I didn't like is just the anticlimactic defeat of him. Like, I don't know, just having a jet blow up with everybody inside of it, and then he just happens to be in there when it blows up. It's like, I don't know, I just felt like it was a bit of a lazy defeat in my mind. Like, I realized I had this sense of sacrifice to it and everything, but...
Wait, you liked the villain for, like, the 15 minutes he was on screen talking to Black Widow? You found a connection there?
No, I don't mean that I found a connection. I mean, like, I liked him as a villain just fine. I just don't think that I don't think the defeat was necessarily a good payoff there. You know.
Again, I don't think it wasn't really about him, and he was a one-off, and it didn't piss me off. I was more upset about how Taskmaster didn't like get to do some awesome stuff at the end rather than just being a remote control RC robot.
But, like, if they would have went the Scar route with the hyenas and all the girls that he was mind controlling went and ripped him apart.
That would have been sweet.
Better. That would have been really
better.
Sweet.
Better movie.
Yes. That would have been really awesome, but it's like, I mean, the whole movie was set up to be like, oh, this guy can survive this whole big explosion that he was in before. You know, we gotta get to him. He's off the grid this whole time.
Also, and that's like, oh, man, that Sky Castle thing, man. That's some suspension too. I'm like, no one saw this.
It's like just a giant helicarrier.
Yeah, but I know, but yeah, it's not much. Even camo. It wasn't even camouflage.
It didn't have the camouflage function.
Like, why could you just add that in there? So it could be like, okay. Instead, you have this huge monstrous thing that's floating in the sky. And it's like
it was okay, surrounded by clouds, someone, guys,
at all times.
It was in the clouds.
And guys, all the time. Clouds never move. Just so you know.
No, so I think we can go ahead and unless we got some other points. I said what I thought about the movie, good and bad. I'm ready to rate it unless you guys want to talk about some more stuff.
I'll just say one more thing, unless anybody else wants to say anything. But I did feel a little bit like maybe halfway through the movie, I'm like, I don't even know why that, like, with the sister, it didn't seem like she was actually that big of a part of the story. They were having her do her own thing, like, oh, she's going off in the other room and upset about stuff and, like, doing stuff with the dad, where I'm like, they kind of lost me part of the way through. I'm like, why are they even including the sister in all of this? And then it's like, okay, well, they're trying to set up an origin for her. So I do feel like there was a little bit of a, like, Black Widow was coming through as the main character, like, in some parts, but, like, I didn't feel like it was, like, a very smooth transition between the two characters as far as, like, who was the main character at which part. So I don't know, it was, like, kind of a small thing, but I did feel a little disjointed where, I remember being halfway through the movie, like, who am I watching here, and what is the point of, like...
But we knew, but at this point, we already knew Black Widow was gonna bite the dust in the future. We knew that wasn't gonna that was gonna happen. So I think, I didn't see that transitions being a problem, because it was kind of like, here's a Black Widow story, but we know a couple years down the way she's toast. So,
but I mean, even in the movie, it was like not very consistent with like what they were trying to set up. I don't know, it was small thing, nitpicky, but anyway, we can get back.
That's
rating. Okay.
That's what we're here for, is the nitpicks. Yeah, we're here to be. What about you, Joel? You done? Kyle? Any other?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start. I will give this a solid 7. I think this is the definition of a 7 out of 10 movie for me. Enjoyable enough, has its issues to make it not go above that rank, but definitely enjoyable enough to make it a very fun movie. And 7 for me.
I'm gonna go 7.5. Like
you would.
That was the number that came to me right away. As far as I enjoyed it. It got me back into Marvel without, like, being mad at things. Like, I love that they didn't mess up the origin story, as far as they didn't, like, just make humor and light out of all this dark stuff that happened to her. Like,
they kind of did, man. Like, let's be serious here. When they're talking about, like, yeah, I don't have a uterus. This is why I don't have a period. Yeah, they went in there and snip, snip, cut it out. It's like, yeah, they kind of made a lot of jokes about that.
They made jokes about it retrospectively, but I'm saying they didn't show us this thing where it's like, I don't want to see Black Widow's origin story, actually, if you're not going to make it actually, like, super dark and, like, I wouldn't actually want to see that on screen. Like, it's better just left to the imagination of she's a super dark character that's done a bunch of crazy stuff. That's why, like, even where they, like, try to, like, you were talking about, tie it up in the daughter of the guy. Like, oh, they both survived, these two people that she, like, had to take out that she felt so guilty about. It's like, yeah, I feel like even that was a little bit diminishing it. But I'm really glad they just didn't tell me her origin story and just, like, make it so that, oh, she's actually not that bad of a person.
Yeah, I think they did a little bit of that towards the end. That's why I said I kind of had a gripe with them not going all the way where she did actually kill the daughter, and that's something, you know, she always talked about the blood in her ledger in the original Avengers that she wanted to get a wipe clean, and you could see that decision. You can go out and be a secret agent and kill stuff, but when you have to take a daughter, an innocent kid, as collateral damage for a horrible person, I mean, that's got to sit with you. So I think they kind of tried to let her off the hook a little bit for that, but yeah, you're right. I'm glad they didn't go crazy in depth, unless they made it super dark and terrible and uncomfortable to watch at certain times. That's what they would have had to have done to make that one worth it. And I'm glad they didn't go that route either.
Did you guys realize that if you go back and watch Avengers now, like, there's, like, a lot of stuff tying into I mean, like, I know that's obvious to say, but tying into the like, say, the Black Widow movie and the Loki show that you just kind of forgot about, that are like, oh, they really are, like, talking about this. Like, say, even with her ledger, is like, dripping, gushing red or whatever. Like, and the dad makes a joke about that in Black Widow, but that's almost the exact words that Loki said in the prison cell to her. Like, can you...
Yeah, Kyle, we all saw that. They're called callbacks. Ties everything together. Callbacks. For people like us, who are like, dude, I saw Avengers, so I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I feel so included. Yeah. But, yeah, so you rated it, Joel.
I rated it a 7.
Oh, I just saw Joel up next. And Kyle, you're always off screen in FaceTime, so sometimes I forget. I thought Cole just became a really good ventriloquist and is just playing with a puppet with a different voice that has two different opinions. Kyle, you rated a 7, so do you have anything else you want to add to your 7, or just gonna?
I was leading up to it, and then you cut me off. But you know that's okay, Jay.
Kyle, you know, being a host on the show is a you know, it's a burden sometimes. Sometimes you hurt the people you care about the most by cutting them off, and I struggle with it every day.
Joel.
Oh, okay. I thought he had more to say.
Nope. We're cutting him off.
I'm going to go ahead and say a 6.5 on this one.
Ooh.
Like, overall enjoyable. I don't regret watching it by any means. But for me, just the payoff at the end just wasn't great enough for me in my head. So
overall, if you average them out, exactly 7.
That's yeah, we had rated. One. Cole went the highest out of all of us. That's kind of almost shocking. That almost never happens with these movies.
Unless you're talking about the Star Wars prequels.
Yeah.
Respect.
In that case, respect. Awesome. Well, that wraps up Black Widow for Bruising Review. Stay tuned for our next one, which will be Tomorrow War.
Or is it Tomorrow's War? Or The War of Tomorrow?
Or as Cole likes to call it, Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
All I know is it's not Edge of Tomorrow, which is better, but we'll talk about that.